Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I thank God for putting the Holy Spirit in her and giving her the words to just give out to others. My mom got up and talked during my dad's funeral 20 years ago, and she even got up when her first child died and speaked again and gave an encouraging message to the people. She said, "We can't do anything for Keith. He was secure. He believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and received, but have you received him?" That's the question. If you want to see him again, you have to make sure you receive Jesus Christ. So, and I like what it says here in this scripture. It says, "We sorrow not as those that have no hope." Why are we going to go around weeping and sorrowing all the time? If we understand, we say we believe in God, now it's time to exercise it, to walk in it. We know we're going to grieve. That's a process. We're going to miss that fellowship with the person, but we have that hope that we will see them once again. And we also have the confidence in the word that God already said that he's going to raise us up. And Jesus Christ was that example that he raised up. So we're not going to go around in sorrow like those that have no hope. We have hope. We know we're going to see them again. So, you know, there's a culture in the world that when a child is born, they mourn. Now, if you think about when that baby is coming into the world, we already been through so much hurt, sorrow, loss, and death. We know what that baby is going to face ahead. That's sorrowful. So when we think about that, oh, so they actually mourn. But when someone dies, they celebrate. And that's exactly what my mom said. She said, "We're not going to be crying at this funeral. We're coming here to celebrate."
Yeah.
And what a difference that made. You didn't hear all these people weeping and walking. My mom pretty much said, "We are going to celebrate because we know he had Christ and we'll see him again." So we have that hope. And this is what it was saying. In verse 14, it says, "If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." That's what Brother Spike was telling you. So if we die, he's going to bring us back with him.
Yes.
"But those that remain shall be changed." Isn't that awesome? No matter where we are in the world, when Jesus Christ comes up in that cloud and he says, "Come up hither," we're all going to go up and we're going to be changed. In a twinkling of an eye. No longer bound by the attributes of gravity. We're just going to go up and be with him. Just think about the limitations that we have now. That glorified body, the Bible gives some glimpses that it does some great thing. We know there's no blood in it.
Yeah.
Is that right? There's going to be no more death and no more disease. We know death is that last enemy that's finally defeated.
Yeah.
And Christ is going to give us the victory. So it says here at the end here, it says, verse 15, it says, "If we say unto you by the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself," he's not going to send the angels to get you to this time. It says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." Bobby, every time I hear a loud sound, I say, "This is it? This is it? Are we ready?" All right, I say, "With a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." There's that order. So anyone of those that died that have already received Christ, they will rise first. Okay? And it says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And then verse 18 says this, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Boy, whenever you see God's word exercised, it's good. We even as Christians need to be reminded. Like I said, I knew God's word, but my mama simply reminded me of those words. And I was comforted. I was at a state of seeing all this stuff that's going on. But she gives us comfort knowing that one day we're going to see him again.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.